My sister-in-law used to be involved with insurance claims, and it was not uncommon for her to have clients who had major messes to clean up. Imagine the damage floodwaters could do to a home, a major fire, frozen pipes that burst in the winter. And that's when they called on a major company known for their specialty. They come in and clean those grossly soaked carpets. They restore that damaged furniture and those smoke-saturated drapes. They're known for being the ones who can clean up a mess that folks could never clean themselves. Well, I'm Brian Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about amazing cleanup. When you have too much to clean up, it's great to know there's someone you can call to remove and restore what you never could. Well, for 20 centuries now, men and women have been calling on Jesus Christ for that very reason. And they have found, sometimes much to their surprise, that he is actually drawn to people who know how much they need him. Maybe as you look back over the last few months or even the past years, you see messes you've made that, well, they seem impossible to clean up. There are people we've hurt, things we've done we never thought we'd do, shameful memories, things that have us hooked, things we've hidden and we hope no one ever finds out about them. So many mistakes, so many sins, regrets, messes. Like a homeowner who feels helpless in the midst of a disaster-ravaged house. We're kind of standing there overwhelmed, sometimes with the guilt and the shame and the dirty, unworthy feeling inside. We are in desperate need of someone who can clean up the messes of a lifetime. And that is what Jesus specializes in. It is, in fact, the reason he went to a cross and allowed men he had created to crucify him. He's the Son of God. He went there to pay for every sin you and I have ever committed, from the lies, immorality, abuse, selfishness, even the most heinous of human sins. He didn't miss any sin when he took on himself all the guilt and all the shame and all the hell for every act of rebellion against God, no matter how guilty, no matter how dirty, no matter how unforgivable you feel. Jesus stands ready to wash it all away. In Hebrews 10:10, our word for today from the Word of God, we're told we have been made holy, that means totally clean before God, through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That's one death for all sins. So Jesus is actually drawn to those who know they're sinners. His enemies called him the friend of sinners. Well, Jesus only resists those who are too proud or too religious to see how much they need what he did on the cross for them. And for you, this could be the day that Jesus moves into every sin mess of your life with his total forgiving and his power to restore what no man could restore. You woke up this morning dirty inside. You can go to sleep tonight totally clean for the first time in your life. But you have to reach out to the great forgiver with total trust that he will be your personal savior from your personal sin. The promise of God from the Bible is that everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. That could be you. That could be today. If you've never told Jesus, you're putting all your faith in him to do what he died to do, to forgive you, to change you. You can tell him that right now, right where you are. And if that's what you're wanting, you're ready to begin that relationship, you're ready to experience his shower of forgiveness, let me encourage you to check out our website sometime before the day is over. It's full of the biblical information you need to get started with Jesus. It's anewstory.com. That's a good name for it because this could be the beginning of your new story. Anewstory.com. Yep, today, this can actually be your new beginning.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.